You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast.
This DIY feature is proudly sponsored by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge with pleasure.
I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge with pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.
It's 10:30 and time for the DIY feature with Henny Horn from Jacoby Projects. Good morning, Henny, and welcome back.
Hi, thank you very much for the invite, and it's nice to be here.
Yes, so before we went on air, we were talking about this weather that just holds up, you know, projects. It just holds up projects, is it not? So it must be very, very frustrating.
You know, as much as we need the rain and the winter, it does have an effect on a lot of contractors, especially painting, may it be indoor or outdoors. It does have an effect.
Yeah.
But, soon it will be over, so then we're back then you're on back. The road again. Yeah.
Yeah, but this is the topic we will be discussing. It's about painting. I think it's important because, you know, now that, and we spoke about this as well, with the dampness that we're having, and it's extreme now. I mean, we are really having rainfalls much heavier than normal. Mm. And I don't know if you felt it or heard it last night, but it came down. So now the walls are damp.
Yeah.
You can't paint.
Yeah. No, I've invested in a damp meter. So it gives you the percentage of damp in the air as well as in your material, like your walls, concrete, wood, whatever we're going to do.
Yes.
So the first thing that we do is, obviously, if it's a rainy day, we don't paint.
Yes.
Because your paint does take so much longer to dry. And the instructions on the tins or on the containers are also very clear. That, and a big mistake a lot of people make is just take the paint and paint.
Yes, they don't read the
instructions. They don't read the instructions.
Many of us don't read the instructions. It's sad.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. You know, it's you need to know the processes and procedures of what you're going to do. There's a lot of DIYs out there and homeowners that go to the shop, they buy paint, they go back home and they paint, and then within a couple of weeks, paint is coming off the wall or the damp is hitting through, and then they blame the product.
Yes.
But that is why we are there as painting contractors and also the paint suppliers like Mark and Debbie. And the guys at Paintsmith,
yes,
it's very important to ask these guys for advice before you can start painting.
Because they do give us advice.
Very good. Very
all
good.
The time.
All the time. Those guys are on the ball.
Yes.
Even when it comes to applicators, like your paint rollers and paint brushes, there's different paint rollers and paint brushes for different applications. You can't just go in and buy a roller. There's different causes of the mower.
And we need to know that because our normal DIY people, you look at me, I would go and say, right, so I want to paint a wall. So me thinking, okay, I can just take this brush and start painting. And as you said, there's prep work, it's everything. And if you've got the wrong brush.
Wrong roller. You're going to have an inferior end product.
Yes.
You know, and also the preparation, like you said, priming of walls. When there's damp, you need, when you have a wet or damp problem on the wall, a lot of people go and they use kind of home remedies just to wash it off and then paint over it. It's probably one way to go, but it's the wrong way. You have to find the cause of the damp, where it comes from, and that has to be treated first. And once you've got that sorted out, you can now address the actual damp. That's on the walls and the inside of a house.
Yeah, and that must be a very difficult task because, you know, let's talk about a leak. It's always a leak that shows on your ceiling.
Yeah.
Now, a leak can be here, but the problem's over there.
Exactly.
So it's a difficult task. So how does one actually manage to, because it's time consuming too.
Firstly, you know, there's a lot of professionals out there that does waterproofing.
Yes.
It's something I try to avoid. Because, you know, if you do waterproofing on a house and it comes back with the next rain, you actually get married to that house.
Yes.
That is why if people ask me for waterproofing, I can do waterproofing.
yes,
to a certain extent. But when it comes to the bigger problems, you know, we refer the client to those guys.
A reputable company.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like you say, you know, you can have a mark on the ceiling right in the corner, but the water can run down the trusses from 2, 3, 4 meters away from there. And then also, you know, what people don't realize is when you have damp marks on the ceilings, you can't just go paint over it. There's special preparation because that dark brown marks, because it's caused by water, keeps on coming through the paint. So there is specific kinds of primers that you use. Yeah.
So could you break that down for us? Or what? Now, say, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
These marks on the ceiling. So before painting, what does one do?
Firstly, obviously, like, once again, find the cause.
Yes.
Fix the cause. And then what we normally do is we give the area a light sand just to agitate the surface and try and get rid of the brown marks as much as you can. And then treat it with you get different kinds of primers. You get water-based and you get solvent-based primers. You get specific primers for wood. It's a pink-colored primer.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is trial and error. You try different methods. You try different sealers or primers. I find that even on a white ceiling, that the pink primer for wood works well. It's a very good coverage, and it's got very good hiding properties.
So you would sand it first, would use this primer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you put the pink primer
and
on, or solvent-based.
Just that spot, or do you prime the whole
ceiling?
Well,
you know, because if a ceiling was painted like a couple of years ago, and you put a new coat of paint on there, you're going to definitely see that difference. It's going to show up.
Yeah.
So we... 100% of the times, I will suggest to the client, let's paint the whole ceiling, not that only the spot.
Then you would prime the whole ceiling.
I prime the whole ceiling and then paint the whole ceiling.
Now how long would one wait for that to dry before you paint?
On the tin, it will give you the instructions. You know, it's anything between 2 to 6 hours, depending on what you use.
Okay.
Your water-based primers tend to go drier much quicker. Your solvent-based takes a little bit longer. Like your pink wood primer will take 4 hours, 4 to 6 hours before it dries, before you can put, and obviously 2 coats of paint afterwards.
Yes.
Always 2 coats. It's minimum of 2 coats. If it's walls, ceilings, wood, whatever.
Yeah.
Minimum
and then
of 2 coats.
You must wait for the first coat to dry, obviously, as well.
Yes.
And
yeah.
So that would also be a few hours.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
And then, so you paint and then you do the next day. You can't just wait 4 hours or.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you have to let it dry properly.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's just going to come off. The marks is going to come out. But I must also just mention that the technology of paints has moved along very well in the last couple of years. I don't know if you can remember when we were youngsters, my late mom used to get a powder, a white kalk, we call it, you know, wit kalk, and they used to mix it with water, and that was painted with a block brush onto the walls.
Yes.
And that was the paint.
Yeah.
And whenever you went and you rubbed against it with your hand, you'll have this white residue in your hand.
Powder in the hands,
that's
on your clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. So since then, technology on paints has moved along. And that is what is so important also for the paint suppliers, like Paintsmith, is they keep up to date with all this technology advancement.
Yes,
and
they do.
Yeah. And it's important for potential customers to ask advice on what you want to do. Don't just go in and buy a paint and go back home and control, or get a guy off the street, because you know, unfortunately, there's quite a high unemployment rate in this country.
And there's many of them on the side of the road.
But to
surprise you, some of them can actually paint.
They can. They just don't get the opportunity.
They don't.
But you'll get 50 of them standing there, everyone with a paint roller.
Yes.
But out of the 50 is probably 2 that can really paint.
That can really paint, yes.
Yeah.
And scheme. And, you're right. And I do feel for them, because you've got opportunists, and then you've got, you know, please take me because I can do it.
Yeah. Now you'll notice when you drive past there, there's guys with levels, there's guys with rollers.
Yes, and
guys,
you know,
they the moment they stand with a level in their hand, they are bolder.
Yes.
And it's so important for clients or customers to rather go on referrals of somebody that has used somebody before, or contact businesses like myself. And there's quite a few professional paint companies out there in Fishhook. You know, I'm not the only one. There's some very, very good guys out there. And they are, you can find them on Facebook, yeah, wherever the guys, yeah, are. And
but Henny, there's a lot of work. There's a lot of work, and enough for all of you to have,
oh, yes,
business, because,
yes,
there are a lot of, there's a lot of builders in this area. There's a lot,
yes,
of plumbers,
yeah,
electricians,
yeah,
plus, as you said, yeah, projects and painting.
That's
so
it.
There's enough in the valley and surrounds for everybody,
yes,
to.
No, for sure, for sure. And you know what? We don't only work. I work the whole area in Cape Town. We work right up to, we've already worked in Clan William, but it's because the client specifically wanted me there.
Yes.
So we work right up Canal Walk, N1, Parro, wherever people want us to go and work, Seapoint, you name it. But Fishhook, although it's a relatively small community, but every year somebody wants to paint the house.
Yes.
It's very important for people to try and wait till it's drier season to paint their houses, then do it in the winter.
Well, that is why I asked you, because, yeah, I wanted, but you said you've got a machine,
yes,
a gadget that can,
yeah,
tell you.
Yeah.
So can you purchase those gadgets? Can you,
oh,
hire,
yes,
them? Can,
yeah,
you,
no,
can,
no,
you hire those gadgets?
You can purchase it. They're not that expensive. They start off probably at about R1,000, but that's very entry level. And they can go up to very high prices, like R4,000 or R5,000. But, you know, for you as a homeowner to buy a product like that, and you're not going to use it, you're going to use it,
exactly,
once.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
we have it in our tool stock.
Yes.
And when it comes to, I do a lot of wooden floors as well, especially if it's a new installation. I do the damp test inside the wood to make sure that it is ready to be installed and ready to be sealed. Once again, I get my product from Paintsmith. I use,
yes,
a very good product, polyurethane. It's called Rystix. It's a locally manufactured product, and it works 100%. It's very good, high wearing, and easy to apply.
Yeah.
But once again, these processes must be followed. You know, the wood must be inspected. If there's borer beetle inside, it must be treated first.
Yeah. How do you, how can you pick out that there are beetles in your wood?
You'll notice that there will be marks. There will be little holes,
okay,
on the floor.
Tiny holes.
Tiny holes. And when you see a couple of holes on top of the wood, that's only about 10% of the damage to the wood. Most of it is underneath the floor.
Yes.
And it's important to, you know, then get professionals in. So what we do is we will sand the floor first. And then the contractor will come in and then fumigate the floor.
Okay.
You have to wait, I think it's like 48, yeah, hours.
What is the reason that you lightly sand it before they
come
in?
So that your product that they use to fumigate can actually go into
sink
the wood.
In.
Yeah,
it
goes inside, and
all
then,
right,
it could treat that larvae.
That makes sense.
Beetles. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then obviously once you've done that, you're going to go back and give your final sanding, 120 grit that we use. But with everything that you do, maybe painting, maybe flooring, doesn't matter what you do, there's always safety risks. And you have to keep that in mind. Working with paints is, rather, if it's your first time, rather wear some latex gloves. Do have eye protection, and have, even if it's just paper masks.
So for painting, eye protection as well?
I would definitely suggest it.
Really?
Because even small little splatters of paint can get in your eyes.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to solvent-based.
Yes.
You know, solvent-based is, it's some paints, it's fine, you know, but we prefer to rather wear some sort of goggle, especially painting overhead ceilings,
yes,
and that.
That would make sense.
Yeah. Same with flooring. Okay, let's just go back to the painting again. When you paint with solvent-based paints and you're in a confined area, like a small room, bathrooms and that, those fumes that comes off that paint, it's not good for you. You'll have a headache very soon. It'll affect your lungs. You will start developing problems very soon. So it's rather better to have some sort of mask over your mouth and your nose. Yeah. Same with floor sanding, because we work with a lot of dust.
And that's the dust, yes. Dust.
And also, you know, when you go to an old floor, it'll have some sort of seal on it, like an old varnish or polishes or whatever. You know, in olden days, people used to have all this boerderater with waxes paraffin and stuff
shine
like that.
On that's and it. Rub off.
That's it. Yes. And when you sand, that dust becomes airborne and it will go into your lungs. So my guys, I insist that they have their paper mask. And they will not even, my guys will not even start sanding the floor
if they haven't got it. So they need their full gear on.
That's it. Yeah.
And then, so then before you start, you obviously protect the floor with the ground sheeter. They call it a ground sheet?
Drop sheets.
Drop sheets.
Yeah,
okay.
Same with painting. Whenever you, a paint roller tend to give off small little droplets of paint. You don't really see it easily. And you will have these little drops on the floor or over furniture. And once you see the first one, suddenly your eye picks up thousands. So we close everything. We cover everything with it. Everything that's not doesn't need to be painted. We cover with Same with floor sanding. We take masking tape, and if there's cupboards in the room, we cover every single opening. Everything is covered with a tape and drop sheets with areas that's not going to get sanded. You know, there's a lot of people that claim they do a dustless sanding. Now, doesn't matter what you do, sanding a floor or whatever, there is dust.
Of course there is.
There's dust. Although there's a vacuum bag on those machines, there's dust.
Because even when those bags blow up, the dust,
that's
dust.
Yeah.
So, yes.
And the thing is, you know, once you switch the machine off and you take your break and you come back and you switch it back on, there is a lot of dust getting released into the air. So we also use industrial vacuum cleaners, and my guys, we clean up. So when we leave a house, it'll be dust free once our job is done.
And you're on site with them all the time? On site?
90% of the time. Yes. Yeah, because I'm in between contracts sometimes.
Yes.
And there's nothing more, boring than sitting and watch our paint dries.
Yes. Because you've got to wait more, you're 24 hours.
24 hours, sitting there watching paint dries. But no, we do thorough inspections before the time, after the time. We get our client to walk through.
Yes.
And, like everything else in life, there's always a little item.
A little nick. There's always a nick.
That I still want to find a contractor that's 100% walk out with any items.
But you start with the to-do list, and then you leave with her. What's the list called that you go back? It's to-do list, and then there's
I just call it items,
Item list. Are you happy list?
That's right. We will not leave unless the client is happy.
Yes.
Look, you do get very difficult clients out there, and I'm sure the other contractors will agree with me.
I believe some clients actually stand behind you.
Over your shoulder. I've had one client where tongue in the cheek told the lady that if she wants to watch, I'm charging extra. But we accommodate them. They pay for the service.
Yes.
We will, before the time, tell them, listen, don't go into this room. The paint is not good for you, or you cannot walk on the floor once you've done the final sanding and in between the layers, because even floor sealers, summertime, 2 to 3 hours drying time, in between wintertime, 4 hours plus.
If not longer.
Yeah.
And the rate is going with us with all this wet. It's much longer.
Much longer, yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. We put 3 coats of sealers on the floor. So you can imagine, clients contact us and they say, I've got this 2 rooms or 3 rooms, I want sanded. It's not a big job, but they don't realize, a 3-room house or 4-room house take up to 7 days.
Yeah, a standard home.
Sanding and sealing. Because if you take, let's use, for example, 4 hours drying time between each coat, 3 coats.
Yes.
It takes you about 2 hours to do the coating. Then there's a 4 hours waiting time. So that's 6 hours on the first coat.
Yeah.
Then your second coat, same story. You know, it takes an hour to put the coat on, 4 hours drying time.
Yes.
So it'll take 2 days just for the sealing.
Yeah, and that's only two coats.
It's only two coats, yeah. And we insist on 3 coats minimum.
Bathroom. Is that for the ceilings, 2 to 3 coats?
Ceiling, normally 2 coats.
2 coats,
yeah. Like I said earlier on, your paint products technology has moved on. So you get fantastic paint out there.
Yeah.
But once again, the client must ask the supplier, the guys at the counters, they must tell them what they want to do.
Yes.
And they must ask what they need. And those guys will give them the guidance. And by any time, any chance, if they want to use another contractor, they're most welcome to phone me and ask me for advice.
Yes,
and
we will give them our number.
Freely. Yeah. I will give them advice freely. They don't even have to use me as a contractor.
Yes.
Because I think at the end of the day, every homeowner wants the best they want for their house.
And it's not a good time. People are struggling. I mean, everything has gone up, as we all know, and people are just struggling. They're struggling to survive.
Exactly.
But they still would like their home done. Yes. So that's why many of us go to the quick fix on the side of the road, because we think, they know what they're doing.
It sometimes costs you three times more.
But we got a feel for them too.
Yeah.
You know, they want a beautiful, you know, and maintenance. You need to do maintenance.
That's exactly
and
true.
And sometimes financials are just not there.
Yeah.
You know.
Also, you know, people must realize, don't always go for the cheapest brand you can find. For premium products, you're going to pay a premium price.
Yes.
And all the different suppliers, you get Prominent Paints, you get Dulux, you get Plascon, you get Durham. And all of them are good paints, provided you use it for the right application.
Yes. That's why you keep saying, ask questions. Tell them what it's for.
Yeah.
And then you'll get the correct guidance.
Exactly. Yeah. And also, read the tin.
Yeah.
Just read the instructions on the tin. It'll give you good advice. Mixing of paint, you know, people think that they can just, they've got these 7 tins of different paint colors, and they just mix everything together and they want to paint something.
Yeah.
It's not the right way to do it, because you've got different bases.
Yes. And it's also important, and we've had this on the radio already plenty of times with Mark, about cleaning your brushes and, you know, and that's important too.
Very important, because your consumables is expensive.
Yes.
Quality paint brushes, let's use a 75 mil, which is quite a regularly used paint brush, 75 millimeter wide bristle brush. And those things can cost you anything from 60 to 100 bucks per paint brush.
Yes.
Paint rollers, anything from 80 bucks to 200 rand, a roller.
Yeah.
And it's important to know that once you finish that job, to clean that brush immediately.
So it doesn't get contaminated.
Yes. Yeah, contaminated. And a lot of mistakes that people do is they paint straight out of the tin. You have to throw your paint out.
To breathe.
Well, and when you put your paint out in a tray or in another container,
it's
to be rolled out. So once you use a paintbrush in the 5-liter tin or 20-liter tin, and you close that tin, that paint has now been contaminated. So a lot of times you will find leftover paint, you leave it in your garage, and about 6 months later, you open a tin and it sounds like rotten eggs.
Yes.
Because it's contaminated by dirty equipment, consumables like your paintbrushes and that, and it wasn't stored correctly.
So that is why you're saying get the paint, obviously stir it and pour it out and use it. And you cannot contaminate
it. Yeah, don't use the same tins. Throw it out. And don't throw the old paint that you haven't used back into your container, because that paint that you've had has already started drying. And the resins in that have started setting.
Yes.
So now you take that old paint, the leftover paint, and you throw it back into the container.
And what does it do?
It affects that leftover. You might have used 5 liters out of a 20 liter And you've got 3 liters left, and you throw it back into that 20 liter.
Damage the paint.
Yeah.
And you see, these are all nice little tips that we know, because many of us probably do it. You know, it's not a thought. It's paint is paint.
Yeah.
You know, you don't realize. Yeah. You know how important it is to clean and to paint. Have you got any funny stories to share with us before we say goodbye?
Yeah. the one thing that a lot of people do is once they've cleaned their equipment. And they're sitting with their leftover, you know, the cleaning water, the water that they've used to clean everything.
Yes.
And we've had this one client in Kumiki, and she believed that paint is all environmentally friendly. And she used this paint and she poured it around a tree. and a couple of weeks later, the leaves started going brown, the shrub. And it's because she poured the paint and around the tree.
Yes.
That is probably one of the most difficult things for any painter, is what do you do with that cleaning water or the leftover paint that's been washed out? And a lot of people throw it down the drain. It's an absolute no-no. Absolute no-no. Because even if it says environmentally friendly, rather dig a hole and bury it. Unfortunately, most of the municipal dumps don't allow you to drop paint tins off with paint inside it.
Yeah.
Same with car oil. There is specific places where you can take it for recycling. Rather take it there. Don't just throw it in a bin or in a drain, especially drains.
And if you can't get to these sites, then bury it, like you said. Dig a hole and bury it.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't do it with solvent-based paints.
Yes.
But your water-based paints, you know, your environmentally friendly products. That I'll do.
But do not pour it around the trees.
Definitely, under no circumstances, any solvent-based paints. Definitely not.
Okay.
Rather, you put it in a tin and take it to the recycling depots and let them get rid of it. They've got their special ways. Right. But no drainage, no drains,
I can just imagine what it can do.
Yeah.
Henny, thank you so much. Do you want to give out your contact number so everyone can contact you?
Thank you very, very much. First, I must say thank you for this opportunity that you gave me. It was fun.
It was fun having you here.
Yeah. Okay, so my cell phone number is 071-6044-164. And I'm also on Facebook and all the other platforms as Jacumbi Projects, JACUMBI Projects with the S. And my email address is the same, jacumbiprojects2@gmail.com.
There we go. So thank you for coming in and sharing your knowledge and expertise with us.
Thank you very, very much.
Have a lucky day.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
That DIY feature was brought to you by Paint Smiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. I visit Paint Smiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paint Smiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. Paint Smiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.